Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of the prophet Daniel. Lesson 10. From confession to consolation. It's the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel. Sunday, the centrality of God's Word. The prophet Daniel has become old, very old. When he was taken as a captive, as a slave from Jerusalem to Babylonia, to Babylon, by the Babylonians, he was 17 years old. 17 and 70. It nearly sounds the same in the English language. There's only an N at the end. 17, 70. But it's a huge difference in time, isn't it, between 17 and 70. If you have your 17th birthday or your 70th birthday, it's quite a difference, isn't it? You do not look the same with 70 as with 17. And we can see here Daniel, 17 plus 70, what he looked like. And what happened at this age, when Daniel is in the middle of his 80s, we find a report here in the Bible by him. We read in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel, in the first year, verse 1, of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books, biblical books, the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet who lived 100 years earlier than Daniel, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And it's the first year of the Persian realm. The Persians had taken over Babylon. And now, nearly 70 years have passed, and Daniel studies the biblical books as never before. We've heard from him in the morning, at noon, in the evening. He's on his knees, being in a close relationship with God. But now, the Babylonians, they have been thrown away. The Persians and the Medes are now here. These two peoples have combined to win a victory over the Babylonians. And the Persian king Kyros, he is the one fighting the outside, winning, and in the inside, for administration, Darius is the king. And in chapter 6, we have found out that he wanted to make Daniel to be in the position of a king, of a chancellor. And in this situation, when Daniel can see, can watch what's happening around him, he studies the word of God, and then something happens. When you're going to study the Word of God with a deep, earnest attitude that you want to discover, to find out, how is God? What is He going to do? Then you will get answers. Be sure about that. It's a blessing.